Issued on the eve of the G8 summit, international scholars and experts are continuing to explore Pope Benedict XVI's encyclical letter on integral human development, Caritas in Veritate. The encyclical develops ideas articulated in his predecessor Paul VI's encyclical letter, Populorum Progressio. Pope Benedict quotes Paul VI, who said that authentic human development concerns the whole of the person in every single dimension. The Rome Office Director of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, Kishore Jayabalan, spoke with us about this part of the Pope's encyclical.
Any kind of development scheme shouldn't focus simply on structures, right? It should actually look at what are the aspirations of the average human person, let's say, in a society. So it can't ignore things like marriage and family and education. It can't ignore that the situation of people in developing countries is often one where they might have to move to a new country, so immigration becomes an issue. It means that it's not simply a matter of international institutions developing schemes, that it somehow has to allow people breathing space. Now, breathing space is a term that's used three times in the encyclical, but the breathing space aspect means developing a vibrant and diverse civil society, not allowing central planning to decide every single aspect of a person's life when they're living in a developing country, and also that donors themselves have a role to play in deciding how their money is spent. The Holy Father mentions that people should have an option in how their tax dollars are spent, for example. These are ways of putting the person, the individual person, at the center of the schemes rather than allowing a bureaucracy to take over the running of development from an international perspective.